That's a great question. I think it's really one of the most important things to think about when you have a child with encopresis. It's how best to manage it at school and whether a 504 can be helpful in meeting your child's needs. Because our children spend so much of the day at school, I typically think that 504s are a good idea. I must say that I have been really surprised again and again by how often teachers don't really know what encopresis is. We even have quite a few medical professionals who don't know what encopresis is, and so it may mean, kind of starting at the very beginning in terms of educating this teacher. So if you think about a child with encopresis, there may be special things they need in their day in order to help them achieve their educational goals. So this may mean frequent access to a restroom, so bathroom passes whenever they need it, or like I was mentioning in the last question, access to a private bathroom, like a teacher's bathroom. It may be, coming up with certain communication between parents and teachers to make sure that the teachers are letting the parents know what happens at school. It may mean visits to the school nurse to take medication, filling out certain diaries where you're tracking certain behaviors at school. There are really all kinds of things that might go into a 504 plan to keep teachers, school administrators, school nurses, and families and the child all on the same page to really help that child get their educational goals met despite having encopresis. So, I typically encourage families to really, talk to the school and talk to school administrators and teachers about how 504 plans are handled there, but to seriously consider doing so. It can often be a very helpful thing.